John Howard, are you there?
I might be, but then again, I might not be. Yeah, I'm a man of mystery, Mick. I'm not giving anything away.
Is that right?
I'm an enigma, wrapped in a riddle.
Mr. Howard, could we...
No, Mick. Even my name is now cloaked in mystery. I'm now the minister formerly known as John Howard.
Right, so what do we call you? Symbol?
No. From this day on, I answer only to the name of Zorro.
Zorro.
Zorro, a shadowy figure flitting from upper house to lower house as if transported on wings of gossamer, sworn never to reveal his policy.
What, you'll never reveal them?
Go on, try and get them out of me. Others have and failed. That Laurie Oakes, he had me on the set of his Sunday show. He tried every trick in the book. He even put the Reservoir Dogs music on and did that little dance. It wasn't a pretty sight.
Yes, I can imagine.
You were right, Mick. He's had the breast implant.
Right. Now, Mr. Howard... Sorry, Zorro...
Lord of the Unknown.
Whatever. Is this approach a deliberate attempt to avoid what happened to John Hewson at the last election with the GST? I mean, are you going to avoid releasing any kind of policy statement altogether?
We'll release a statement, Mick, but it'll be mysterious, elusive, just a blank piece of paper, like the White Album.
So you're not going to tell anyone anything?
Yeah, it's kind of sexy, don't you think? You know, it's not what's revealed, it's what's not revealed.
I see.
Getting the juices flowing, is it, Mick?
Well,
hey.
Right. Hey. Yeah, it's working. So let me get this right. The less you say, the more chance you have of winning the election.
That's right, Mick. Throughout the campaign, I'm not going to say anything. I'll go on Ray Martin, but I'll play coy, cagey, hard to get. I'll say nothing, I'll do nothing, and come the election day, I'll piss it in. You wait and see.
So what you're offering the Australian public is...
Nothing. Sweet bugger all.
Well, Zorro, thanks for your time.
The Liberal Party, let us do nothing for you.